Rowing as a sport dates back, way back to ancient Egypt, at least. You might think there's not much new in a sport that old. You'd be wrong. Here's only a game's Karen Given.
Ask Bob Barry what it's like to row with Sophia Preeby, and he'll tell a story from the Coast Weeks Regatta in Mystic, Connecticut. This was in 2016.
She and I, we rowed in a pair, which is a sweep oar for each person. And I could only pull whatever pressure she had to keep the boat straight.
Sophia and Bob are not a well-matched pair. Bob's this big, burly guy, and Sophia is barely a teenager.
So when we got to the last 250 meters, I told her, I said, Sophia, this is it. Give it everything till we cross the finish. And I had to give it almost everything I have to keep that boat straight. I couldn't believe it. She rows like she's over 6 feet tall, and she's only, I don't know, maybe 5 feet. We had to settle for third. We missed second place by 11 seconds to this college crew, which is like, that's incredible. This little tiny girl.
That was last year. Sophia is now 14, but she's still only about 5'2". And the thing Bob doesn't mention about Sophia when he tells that story is she's blind. Sophia was born with a rare inherited retinal disease. She's been losing her vision since birth. Some days she can still see colors. Some days she doesn't see anything at all. Bob is Sophia's coach, and when he learned he'd be coaching a rower who's blind, he wasn't worried about it at all.
You don't need to see to row. It's a feel that you can feel in a boat. You can blindfold a complete crew of eight, and they'll all stay together. You don't need vision, except you need to know where you're going.
In the Paralympics, blind rowers are placed in boats with sighted crew members with physical disabilities. They steer the boat. But before we continue with our story, there's one more thing you should know about Sophia.
She's very shy. Yeah, she's not a very talkative person. If you get her to talk today, he'll be doing something.
You must be Sophia. Hi, I'm Karen. Nice to meet you.
Okay, no sense in trying to build the suspense. I did not get Sophia to talk. When I asked her why she started rowing, she said she didn't know. When I asked her what she liked about rowing, she said she didn't know. Actually, the only question she seemed to be able to answer was whether it was fun to row with her older brother, Dante.
No, he's kind of annoying, I guess. Just yells at me the whole time.
So I did what any reporter with a reluctant interview subject would do. I called someone else.
Okay, so my name is Laura Manfrey, and I am Sophia's mother.
Laura says she signed Sophia up for rowing a couple of years ago. And it was kind of hard to tell. Does she like it?
It's kind of hard to tell anything at this age. She does like the rowing. She is enjoying it. You definitely caught her on a bad day. So in that regard, she is a perfectly normal teenager.
Yeah, a normal teenager. Except some doctors say Sophia will lose what remains of her vision by the time she finishes high school. Laura says Sophia's been dancing since she was 3 or 4, but it's become more difficult as the moves get more advanced and Sophia loses more of her sight. That wasn't a problem with rowing. Sophia always rowed as part of a team. Still, rowing on a team wasn't enough for Sophia's coach Bob, because rowers, at least the rowers who aren't blind, can leave the rest of the team on shore if they want to.
I don't want her to feel that there's, well, you can't do that.
Bob knows what it's like to be told you can't do something. He grew up here in Gales Ferry, Connecticut, a village on the western bank of the Thames River.
Named after the Thames that's in London, okay.
But I don't call it the Thames, I call it the Thames.
Exactly, yeah.
When Bob was young, there weren't rowing programs for working-class kids in Gales Ferry. Bob would watch the crews from Harvard and Yale practice on the Thames ahead of their annual summer regatta and wish he was on the water with them.
Oh, absolutely. Wanted to go out there, wanted to, you know, go out on a practice with them.
Bob was never far from the sport. Later, he'd be hired to take care of Red Top, the historic Harvard boathouse. Bob was 45 by the time he finally got the chance to try rowing for himself. A few years later, he became a coach. He's determined to share the sport with anyone who wants to give it a try. So, without any sort of prompting, Bob started to research ways for Sophia to row on her own.
He was so excited about this. And, you know, he rows a single himself, so he loves, you know, that freedom of being out on the water on your own, and really wanted her to be able to experience that.
Sophia wasn't exactly enthusiastic about the idea.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's it. So that could be like, yeah, you know, inside she might be exploding inside with enjoyment, but she doesn't show it.
Bob didn't need much encouragement, but he soon discovered that all the available options seemed to include the one thing Sophia didn't like about rowing, all that yelling.
People have done it by just following them, giving them verbal instructions, keep it even, pressure on port, okay, even it out. So over the winter, I came up with this.
Okay, so you spent the winter on this, so tell me...
I wouldn't say I'd spent the winter. I spent one winter afternoon on it.
Bob called a friend who owns a machine shop. They took apart a couple of smashed-up remote-control cars and attached the components to the rudder on Sophia's boat. Bob planned to follow behind Sophia in a launch, using the remote to steer. He called his invention the remote coxswain. Last spring, Sophia Preby went for her first solo row on the Thames River. Bob's girlfriend took a video on her cell phone.
Oh my God, look at that. I'm gonna turn.
Laura, Sophia's mom, watched.
I wasn't nervous at all. She really is a great rower. And worst case, she swims well, so I wasn't too worried.
A few months later, Bob decided Sophia and the remote coxswain were ready to compete in a regatta. So he talked to the race committee at Coast Weeks. They said, sure, Sophia could row in the singles, but wouldn't she prefer to compete in the class for rowers with disabilities? Bob said no.
I know that she wouldn't want to be in the adaptive event, which is half the distance, 1,000 meters instead of 2,000.
The race committee agreed. They ran Sophia's boat last so that Bob and the remote control could follow behind in a launch.
All right, Sophia, this is it. Woo! Empty that tank.
I gave her the signal. This is the last 250 meters. Empty the tank. Let it go. And she did right to the end.
Oh, my God, Sophia.
Bob says Sophia performed well, and so did his remote coxswain.
Straightest line. Straightest race probably ever rode on that course ever.
When I asked Sophia if she was proud of how she did in that race, she shrugged her shoulders as if winning or losing didn't matter. But her mom's not buying it.
Yeah, I think she's lying. When the times first came out, it showed that she came 4 out of 6.
And when they said 4th for her, I could see her face. I'm like, she wasn't happy with that.
Bob had entered Sophia in the class for racing sculls, but she was rowing a much wider and heavier recreational boat.
So she was against boats that are a lot faster.
The race committee took another look at the results. Enough recreational boats had entered the race to warrant their own class. So they made a new announcement. Sophia had won by a lot.
When she found out she actually won in her class, she seemed pretty happy to me.
There are photos, and I have to say, Sophia looked pretty happy, too.
That's Only a Game's Karen Given. We'll have links to more information about Bob Berry's remote coxswain and Sophia Sees Hope, the organization Laura Manfrey and her husband Chuck Preby founded to support those with rare inherited retinal diseases, at onlyagame.org.